Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man and Ross the Produce Boss, bringing you what's fresh, local, and in season. From field updates to what's hitting store shelves and the hot industry topics you need to know, we've got the produce insights you crave, only on the Produce Industry Network.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. I'm Ross, the Produce Boss here. My man Dan has the week off. He's getting prepared. He's getting some things caught up. We've got IFPA next week, and we are all just so busy. So it's just me this week, but I've got a stacked episode of fresh seasonal goodies for you. I've got some things I'm going to talk about. Tuttle's Orchards that I found, jumbo blueberries, some late season plums, and as you've all heard me talk about a salad dressing recently, I have found one, and we're going to be talking about that. So that's all about what's going fresh season and where to grab it. So I'm here in Indianapolis, Indiana, coming to you live on Fresh from the Field Fridays. We are part of the Produce Industry Network and Ag Life Media. So welcome, everybody. And today I want to lead off with Tuttle's Orchards in Greenfield, Indiana. You've heard me talk about this place. It's not too far from my house. I pass it on my way going to the kids' school almost daily for their different events. So it's a place that I keep an eye on and look to visit. This past weekend, it was my wife's birthday. And of course, we're going to do some fall things. So in addition to going to my son's football game that day, he was injured. He didn't play. We missed, we didn't get to see him play. So we stopped at Tuttle's Orchards. And man, was that place packed on Saturday. It was like everybody was out there ready for fall. And let me tell you about this place. It's a fourth generation family farm, started back in 1928. They've got over 200 acres of apples, pumpkins, and award-winning cider. But this weekend, I came for the apples and the cider. Although I didn't have a cooler to take the cider home, I'm stopping during the week because I go by there every day. So why not get it fresh? And first thing I want to talk about is a little apple called Pixie Crunch Apples. I'm showing it to you here. Pixie Crunch Apples. These are small but mighty. They were bred at Purdue and Rutgers, and they have a deep red blush and a crunch that rivals Honeycrisp. So looking at these, they're a sweet tart flavor, and they get even better after a few weeks in storage. So let me cut this open for you here. What's the? Did you hear that crunch? Ooh, look at that. Look at the inside there. Boom. I know, the light's playing a little havoc here. But this sucker is so good. Pixie Crunch Apples. Perfect for snacking, lunch boxes, and putting on salads. I mean, just anything you want to do. And next, I'm going to talk about Ludacrisp Apples, not the wrapper, the apple. Don't let the name fool you. It's not just a gimmick. This apple is ludicrously crisp and juicy. So this apple was developed from Sweet 16. It's got some tropical notes. Think about pineapple or juicy fruit gum. And this one is great for eating and pairing with cheeses. So let's cut this open right here so you can see it. Oh, man. Another one with a good center. Check that out. The color is nice. As you can see, here's another one. This one's got a little bit more of your pink hues to it and everything, but really good. I know you're all waiting for the crunch here. Let's check it. Let's do a little bite. You definitely get those tropical notes. I don't know if that was a big juicy for gum early on, but it's really, really good. Now, the next item from Tuttle's, this is not really a produce item. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I have to go with their cinnamon sugar apple donuts. Now, these are freshly fried, made with cider from their own apples, rolled out in cinnamon sugar. They also have glazed. They had pumpkin. They had a number. I mean, apple cider donuts are a fall tradition. They're best when you warm them up a little bit. best when you enjoy them with apple cider, and they are my kids' favorite. Actually, for breakfast this morning, I made them some eggs, and they had their, you know, Tuttle's cinnamon sugar apple donut, and oh my gosh, they love it. They're always like, "Dad, you know, it's fall. Are we going to get some more of you, those apple cider donuts that we love?" And it's like, of course we will. So we always have fun with that. You know, I was amazed at how busy Tuttle's was this past weekend. There was more people there than I think I've ever seen. They've got, you know, a town with all sorts of things to play with for kids. They've got pick your own apples. You can go out into the pumpkin patch. I mean, they've got all sorts of things going on. When it's fall, people are going to Tuttle's. And the last thing I want to talk about is, you know, you heard a few weeks ago about the Dole strawberry salad and how much we love that, and we were going to Costco a lot for that. I've been on the lookout for a strawberry poppy seed dressing, and so many retailers don't have one. Well, Tuttle's had one. Strawberry poppy seed, strawberry poppy seed dressing. And this bottle is going to change our salad game. I mean, real strawberries, poppy seeds. It's got that sweet, tart balance. You know, summer isn't over yet. I mean, we may be going into fall and winter, but strawberry poppy seeds going to keep it going. We're going to have it on different salads. You can do mixed greens. You can add in a protein. You can put cheese on there. You can add some of my favorite, some candied pecans. Or is it pecan? Pecans, pecan. I don't know. Put it in the comments here. What do you think it is? And it's a great addition to any dinner. So that's kind of what we had this past weekend at Tuttle's. I've got some more stuff I want to talk about. But let's take our first commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
From the heart of the still, where steam curls and fresh mint leaves release their essence, this is Awahi Mint Oil. Soft, sweet, and smooth as a morning breeze through a mint field. With its naturally earthy aromas, it's the perfect touch for summer drinks, cooking, and diffusing. And like nature's finest, it only grows richer and sweeter with time. Straight from the still, pure, fresh, timeless. Awahi Mint Oil.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fresh from the Field Fridays. Ross, the Pro's Boss here. Dan is off, as I mentioned early on. And you just got me this week. I'm talking about all things that I'm finding on my grocery trips to the store. You know, I do a lot of the shopping around here, have some fun with that. And the next thing I want to kind of touch about is Kroger had these Mighty Blues on sale this week. Check these suckers out. Mighty Blues. These are from Mexico, but look at the size of that. I mean, that's about the size of a nickel right there. I mean, look at that sucker. And the crunch and flavor. These suckers are big blueberries right now. Some of the biggest you'll find out there in the stores. And they are part of Nature Ripe's Sweet Selections line. They're bred for flavor, firmness, and shelf life. Add them to your smoothies. Put it on top of yogurt. Throw it in the salad. I mean, heck. Add into that dressing I was just talking about a little ago, the strawberry poppy seed dressing. There was some blueberries in there. I mean, you're getting healthy in all aspects. I'm just going to enjoy them for snacking. And they were on sale this week. So use my Kroger card. Got some savings. Can't beat that. And another good item is, I mean, most of these are gone. You can see there's only a couple left in the clamshell here. But Sierra Honey Sweet Plums. And these come to us from Kingsburg Orchards in Kingsburg, California. I've been there before. And I picked these up at Costco recently, and they are so delicious. You can see the pit right inside there. Nice and good color. Check that out. I mean, I know we're in October here, and you don't really hear me talking too much about stone fruit, but here in the Midwest, oh my gosh, you know, it's been still hot. We're finally starting to cool off. So why not enjoy stone fruit? It's still warm out. It hasn't really gone to those fall temperatures yet, but we're there. Another thing I love seeing was a lot of the pumpkin displays that are coming out. We're seeing all of the hard squash, you know, going to see the butternut, the acorn, spaghetti, delicatata, all of those different squashes are going to be front and center. You're seeing departments now start to really flip their schematics. You know, we're seeing apples in front, Grapes are still going really, really strong. Love seeing a lot of grapes out there, seeing the grapery grapes and what they're doing with the moon drops, some cotton candies and different varieties, and lots of good California reds and greens right now. I know they've been facing some weather out there, so that season's going to maybe be impacted there. It's kind of hard to tell so far, but we'll see what happens. Still a lot going on. And, you know, there's just so much for fall to be appreciative of, you know, from the apple cider, all the varieties of apples, to everything that's going on. You've got salads, different things happening in the marketplace. So be sure to be shopping that fresh produce department and checking out what's going on. I'm going to touch on some retailer deals here in a little bit, looking at what's on sale in my neck of the woods. So let's take our next break, and I'll be back right after this.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the US, opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
Welcome back. Ross, the produce boss here. And I'm going to touch on some of what's on sale in my neck of the woods. So I've hit a couple of retailers this week checking things out. I was glad to see some asparagus on sale. You know, that's coming to us from Peru right now. And, you know, seeing that asparagus, I love to put it in the oven and roast it or throw it on my Blackstone and grill it. You know, the little flat top there, a little oil seasoning, bada bing, bada boom. We're enjoying that with a pork loin and some sweet potatoes this week. That's what's on our menu. So I was going to find out what can I have to go with this pork loin that's in my fridge for dinner. And that's what I picked up. Next, I've seen some nice mandarins out there. I will say personally, I don't like the real small mandarins, so they've been pretty small. Looking for some larger size, but that's really what's been in my neck of the woods, has been the real smaller ones. I like a little bit of a larger piece of fruit to peel and get a few bites out rather than one bite. You know, it's not a one bite mandarin challenge. I'm not doing that this week, but we'll go from there. Next, some snacking tomatoes. I still have a few tomatoes in my garden. I got to get that done and cleaned up. So snacking tomatoes, peppers, mini peppers, and Zespri Sun Gold Kiwi, 1 pound clamshell for $3.49 at Kroger. So that's what I've been finding on sale at Kroger this week. Everyone's starting to get their cider out and look for things there. As I move over to my other local retailer, Meijer, you know, and their ad this week has apples by the tote. So it is definitely fall when you start to see these big retailers start to really promote apples and have apple lines. So 89 cents a pound for local tote bag apples, mix or match. They've got all sorts of different varieties. Fill your tote. Looks like they are going to be from Michigan. So locally grown, Michigan, Ohio, I'm guessing from that region. And in the produce department, we have consistently been seeing grapes on sale. A lot of retails from $1.70 to $2 for red and green and black grapes. That seems to be kind of what is going on in the marketplace right now and where they're deciding to align the retail tails for grapes, which I appreciate because I'll pick up a bag every week. You know, we switch from red to black and green. We love them all. Red are definitely my kids' favorite, so those get more preferential pickup in the cart than some of the other flavors, unless it's cotton candy, which I know a lot of people do enjoy. Patrick, you got to get on the cotton candy bandwagon, man. Next is acorn butternut or buttercup squash for 99 cents a pound. locally grown. So that's here from the Midwest. And as I touched on, bulk sweet potatoes. Right now, you know, we're trying to mix in more sweet potatoes into our meals to get the beta carotene. Dan touched on that last week, you know, with less sunlight, we've got to find more reasons to get our vitamins and nutrients. And why not with sweet potatoes? We love to cut them up, peel them, cut them up, cube them, and throw them in the air fryer or roast them in the oven. Either way, man, great for dinner. We all love them. And there's some salads on sale there as well at Meijer. So some good things. They also are promoting pumpkins, jack-o'-lantern pumpkins. Those are on sale, $4.99. I know a lot of people will be buying pumpkins and looking at that, decorating their front porches. We've got broccoli crowns on sale, potatoes, and Brussels sprouts. A lot of good things. So let me know what you're seeing in the neck of the woods. I know for us, farmers markets are going to be wrapping up here soon. We're going to see those, and it's going to all be changing. So, you know, don't forget to check out what's local, what's going on. You know, we've got, we've also got some other places, you know, Needlers. They've got some different items on sale, such as seasonal apples, cider, you know, different ones in there. We've got Fresh Thyme in our area, all sorts of things there. And last, I want to touch on is the IFPA Global Produce and Floral Show, which is next week. Look for the Ag Life crew there, 16th through the 18th in Anaheim, California. It's one of the biggest events of the year where retailers are going to come together with growers, distributors, and all sorts of things. Some highlights I want to talk about is the opening keynote on supply chain and innovation and sustainability. There is a retail leadership summit with top buyers. They have a global trade exchange where they're going to take deep dives on Mexican blueberries, Peruvian citrus, and Chilean berries. And then don't forget to check out the Innovation Pavilion. I think a lot of AI is going to be on there talking about AI and traceability, what's going on with AI and produce. So I know today's episode has been a little bit different. I hope you have enjoyed it. You know, it's been a little bit different flying solo without my co-host Dan here. You know, couldn't get my friend Patrick on. He's got some stuff going on. We're all just so busy this month with, you know, the show next week and getting ready. So just to kind of recap, talked about Tuttle Orchards and two great apples from Indiana that they've got on from their farm, Pixie Crunch and Ludicrisp. They're flavorful, crisp, and perfect for fall. Don't forget to get some apple cider donuts. I mean, we're fall. Get some apple cider to go with it. I got that strawberry poppy seed dressing that I'm going to enjoy. I've got my Nature Ripe Mighty Blues here that I picked up, as well as my Sierra Honey Plum. And just get out there. Taste fall. Taste the season. Support your local growers where you can. And if you're heading to IFPA next week, say hi to me. Say hi to the Ag Life crew. And until next time, we're going to keep it fresh. Look for me, Ross, the Produce Boss, on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, all the social channels. You can find Dan on also the channels. Don't forget to look for him on Rumble as well. He's got some different things that he's always doing. But we're going to stay fresh, keep growing, and let produce lead our way.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man and Ross the Produce Boss. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Spotify for fresh weekly episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Network and at Dan the Produce Man and at Ross the Produce Boss. Until next time, we'll see you in the fields or on the horizon.